My guest today is Atlee Hunter. Atlee, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How many apps do you have in the phone store today?
Right now, I have 138 in the store.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Is that a record?
It's apparently I'm the most prolific person in the phone store right
wow,
now.
Wow, I'm impressed.
It's kind of interesting. It's kind of cool.
So you're doing a ton of Windows Phone development.
Yeah.
And you're a Windows Phone MVP.
Yep.
And you're out speaking about Windows Phone.
Yep. I did a bunch of cities in February. So I got to go down to San Francisco and do the Apps World.
Uh-huh.
And got to go Days of Dallas. Dallas Day of .net.
I know. Chandra Dallas puts that on.
Exactly. He's awesome. It's quite the tongue twister. And then I got to go up to Moncton and Fredericton and go out and visit the guys out in the East Coast, and there's a great developer community out there. So it's really cool to be out there. Fredericton has got a really great user group out there.
Is that in Canada?
Yeah, it's up in Canada. New Brunswick.
New Brunswick, okay.
Yeah,
way up. Not been to New Brunswick.
Way up in the cold. And then I'm back here, and then I'm off to Vancouver. Actually, I'm leaving Friday to go to Vancouver for Hacking Health. Really cool cool event that has developers working with doctors and medical professionals and the Microsoft Health Vault team to work on really interesting solutions for medical to help the medical field.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
all right. Really cool. And that's just February, the short month.
Well, and then there's a user group meeting, and then I'm back to George Brown College to do two days of an event at George Brown College, and then
you got to come to Detroit then.
That definitely have to come to Detroit. Right. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Windows Phone. Let's just give me some of the basics getting started with Windows Phone.
Well, one of the really nice things is the tools have gotten even better. I mean, I didn't think it was really that possible, but the tools have gotten a lot better for Windows Phone. Over what they had before, the emulator's gotten better. The tools are really robust, and they've opened up a lot more of the framework, so there's a lot of things that you can do now that were either a little more challenging to do before or weren't available.
Okay.
So it's an excellent story, excellent development story, and it's actually not very hard to upgrade existing 7.5 apps to 8.
So, because there's so much new stuff.
There's new stuff, and you want to be able to take advantage of things like NFC and all of the different libraries and APIs that are available.
Well, let's talk about the new stuff then. What's the cool new stuff?
Well, I think the big new thing is NFC.
What is that?
Near field communication. So the ability to tap the phone and start a communication line between the device and a card, or you'll see the things in the airport where you just tap here to get a piece of music, and it'll actually send you a URL that basically then starts up your browser, and you go get the music and you can play it. So there's all sorts of really interesting things going on with that. It's also the basis for like the PayPass type payment systems.
Okay.
So they also have an electronic wallet in Windows Phone 8. So you have access to be able to do payments through the wallet, and it's some really interesting things.
So that sounds like, I tap the phone, and if I'm a naive user, I would think that information is all being sent from your phone to my phone.
No.
But the way you just described isn't that at all.
No, it isn't. So usually a very, very little bit of information that's sent to create a connection. And then, so usually what will be sent is, you could say like a contact. You have the ability with the new Windows Phone 8s from Lumia, from Nokia, the Lumia phones. You have the ability to tap the phone and share a picture or share contact information or share that. That's out of the box.
Oh, let me try. Because I have this phone.
It's actually awesome. So. Okay, so what we're going to do is I just want to quickly show you a really cool feature in Windows Phone 8. It's called Tap and Send. Okay, so it uses NFC. So this is what we were talking about earlier with NFC. So I'm going to go into one of my photos. I'm going to grab a photo off my camera here, and it's me and Vice President for Windows Phone, Joe Melfiore.
Nice.
So, and the shirt I'm wearing is really hilarious, so you have to post this. So what I do is, in order to initiate the share, I just tap and hold, right?
Uh-huh.
And I choose share.
Okay, and I've used this before. You send through text messaging or email?
Exactly, and what this does is it's initiating a share contract.
Okay.
And a share contract actually developers are allowed to use this too in their apps, so you can actually initiate a share between your application and any other application that has the same type of share.
So if you want payment information, that's the way you do, go about
exactly.
it,
or
one way you could.
One way you could, definitely. So I'm going to choose tap and send because I want to send it through NFC, and you'll see that it says tap and send, so go ahead and tap your phone.
And look at that.
And then all you have to do is choose that button.
Okay.
And there you go. And you've got
the
picture.
Very cool.
Cool. Awesome.
All right, what else is cool?
Well, there's a lot of really great things. I really like what they've done with the emulator. The emulator has gotten really robust.
And that's always actually a challenge. You know, you don't. I've heard other platforms complain about their emulator. Like, yeah, it doesn't support tilting the phone or shaking the phone or things that are important.
All those things are included in the emulator. Actually, the really interesting thing about the Windows Phone emulator is it's actually not an emulator. It's a virtual machine running an actual copy of the phone OS. So you actually have the whole phone OS. So before in Windows Phone 7.5 and 7.1 and 7.0, you had a phone that came up, and it had Internet Explorer, and it had, I think, messaging or something else, like a couple of icons at the top, and that was it. This one, you have a full screen. You have access to the Internet Explorer browser. You have access to a whole bunch of different things because the ability to test your contracts relies on a lot of these different things, right? So you have a very robust, very full, pretty much phone that doesn't make phone calls on your computer. The only challenge with that is it means it can be problematic when you try to set it up inside of a virtualized environment. So if you have...
So that virtual machine running another virtual machine.
Exactly, and then you end up with the Inception problems, right?
Oh, yeah. Inception.
You have to spin your top before you're allowed to compile.
That's a dream inside of a dream, yeah.
Exactly. You have to see whether you're actually compiling or
adjusting. Are you joking, or is that really a problem with the...
Well, there is a problem with getting it to run, and there are, in some cases, some workarounds.
Okay.
But in some cases, it's very challenging. In other cases, it just doesn't work.
So, interesting. Okay.
You do want to definitely take a look at that.
So you do your phone development on the bare metal, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I have a laptop that I use and a desktop that I use that are specifically for development. So that's what I do with them.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's stick with this new thing. There's a lot of new stuff going on.
Going through new stuff. Let's see now. I think shared contracts is a really big one.
Yep.
Also, the ability to have the dual processors. Oh, big one is C++ libraries. The ability to access C++ libraries and use some really great game engines and other things in with your development story. So you have the ability to use things like Unity now in your phone game. So yeah, so really cool thing is Unity framework available on Windows Phone, and other frameworks are there, and even more.
And that's a gaming library built in C++. So if you're not a C++ developer, you can take advantage of that.
Exactly, you can actually take advantage of it and go in and use their game development IDE, and they have a whole big workshop of game objects and models and different things that you can use.
This is kind of like a physics engine built in around gaming?
It's not just a physics engine. It's a graphics engine. It's like textures and walls and how to build buildings and how to interact with different things. So it's an entire game engine. It's like the Unreal Engine that they built Quake on and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Similar type of thing. So there's a lot of really great games built on it. I can't personally tell you which ones
I'm
not a big games guy. I actually will be getting in and playing around with Entity in a while because I'm actually in the process of writing a bunch more apps. So,
what kind of apps do you write?
I write all different kinds. I've written some games. Mostly, usually, the games I specialize in are the ones where you can pick it up, play it for a couple of minutes, and put it down. So, like, I've got a slot machine. I've got a couple of ones where you're squashing bugs, and I've got ones where you're catching fruit that fall out of trees. And there's a bunch of different ones.
But, so you're at the bus stop waiting. And
exactly. Something, yeah. So I've got 10 minutes waiting for my girlfriend to get ready before we leave for somewhere, or waiting online.
It's never 10 minutes.
It's never 10 minutes, but, you know. But or I'm waiting online at the bank or at the store or whatever, and I just don't want to kill a couple of minutes and get out of my head for a while. So, but yeah, the game engine is fantastic if you're looking to build really good first person shooter games, interactive games that are adventure games, RPG games, different things like that.
What else is cool in the mobile world?
Right now, probably one of the biggest things that that I've been playing around with the most right now has been the Azure Mobile Services.
Oh, yeah, the WAMs.
Yeah, the WAMs.
I was just talking to Rachel Appel about this.
Yeah.
I'll have a show on it soon.
They're fantastic. It's amazing that in like 3 or 4 lines of code, I can access a completely cloud-centric, autonomous, like off my entire path data storage.
Yeah.
And utilize it and scale it as big as I need to.
It's more than just accessing. It's push notifications.
Well, exactly. Push notifications. It's very cool.
They'll give you the code. They'll generate those three or four lines of code.
And they'll actually hand that code off to you. Exactly.
The server side and the client side.
It's actually really awesome. Yeah, because you go in and you make up your database, and it's really remarkable because you go in and you say, I want a new reservable service, and it says, do you want a SQL Server database? Do you want to create a new one? Do you want to add it to an existing one? Do you want to create a new database? Do you want to create a new server?
There's this code first database.
You literally go through and you click, and like 10 clicks later, it's basically built you a new SQL Server. It's made a new database. Uh-huh. It's made a new web service engine. And basically, you're ready to go in less than 10 minutes.
Right.
So you're less than 10 minutes, and you get it, and you get brought to this dashboard. And the dashboard comes up, and you basically say, hey, I'm building a Windows Phone app, or I'm building a Windows 8 app, or I'm building an iOS app, which is also really cool. Mm-hmm. And you click on which one you want. It asks you if you're making a new app, or if you're connecting to an existing one. So if you're already working on an app and you want to add Azure to it, you say connect to an existing one, uh-huh. and it'll literally give you the connection code.
Right.
Like it's copy paste it. You're done.
Yep. It's got and then it says, sort of a connection string type thing.
Here's how you make an object that saves, and it gives you an example of an object. Here's how you save it. Here's how you update it. Here's how you edit it. And it gives you samples of all the code. You literally just copy paste them and modify them to what you need, and then apply it to your model and your view model, and away you go. It's awesome.
Very cool. 10-15 minutes
in here, you're connected to Azure. It's pretty cool.
You have an online presence, don't you?
I do. I have a blog at atleehunter.com, and I even have a bunch of Windows 8 apps. So if you look in the Windows Store for AtleeHunter, or sorry, Code Creators.
Code creators.
Yeah, code creators. That's actually pretty good. I should have thought of that. Code creators. And on the Windows Phone Store, it's codecreators.ca. So.
Okay. Atlee, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you very much. My name is Atlee Hunter, and I have found that the last year has really shown me a lot of different ways to take technology and use it to reach people, help them make friends, help them connect to people, help them make friends with technology.